The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. You're listening to The West Live.
WA's Legislative Council is set to be completely overhauled, with one vote, one value introduced to replace group voting tickets. While it may seem like it takes away a complicated preference system, it's been described as a blow for country WA. Joining me now is Opposition Leader and Leader of the WA Nationals, Mia Davies. Good morning, Mia.
Good morning.
And so I'm guessing you're not a big fan of this new proposal from the McGowan government.
No, I think that would be a fair assessment of the situation. I'm not a fan of reducing the regional voice of communities across Western Australia in our state's parliament. I'm not a fan of how the Premier has done it. It was deceitful. He was asked many times before the election whether this was on the agenda or not, and then it's the first order of business when they can see they've got that massive majority and the ability to push it through the parliament. It's a broken promise. It is purely political, and it's this Premier embedding his control of the Parliament for many years to come. And you have to ask why any regional member, any regional Labor MP, will be voting to reduce the regional voice in the state Parliament, in the House of Review, no less.
Yeah, so what do you think this proposal will it impact regional WA, and how will it differ from the existing system, which I guess gave greater weight to votes in regional areas because there are just less people than there are in the metro area?
So let's be clear. There's two houses of parliament. We already have one vote, one value in the Legislative Assembly, so the People's House. That's why my electorate is 100,000 square kilometres in area, and because that's how wide you have to draw the line to get the same number of people as you do in a metropolitan area electorate. So we have one vote, one value in the Legislative Assembly. The Legislative Council has a different purpose. It's the House of Review, and it currently is made up of six different regions, three in the regional areas and three in the metropolitan area, and each region gets six MPs. And that means that everything in our state, because it's such a vast geographical difference with such a diversity of communities, is reflected in the Parliament when we debate legislation, when there are issues that are brought forward to the attention of the government. And I actually think that is a very fair system to balance out what we have in the Legislative Assembly, which does make it more difficult for regional people to have access to their members of Parliament and to have their issues heard in the Parliament.
And so why do you think the McGowan government is pushing forward with this plan? What do you think is motivating it?
The motivation is very clear. This embeds the Labor Party's control of both houses of parliament for a long period to come. And it disenfranchises any kind of diversity in the parliament. So the Premier was asked again and again before the election whether this was on the agenda. He said it was not on the agenda. It's not like he wasn't given the opportunity to go to the people of Western Australia and say, this is what we're thinking of doing. And I can assure you that there would have been people in regional communities that would have taken this very seriously had they been given the opportunity to consider it.
Mm. But it's fair to say, though, no one's really surprised that it was brought in. As you say, Mark McGowan was at pains to say this wasn't on the legislative agenda of his government before the state election. But is it fair to say that pretty much everybody who even pays a passing attention to state politics knew that this was on the cards?
Doesn't that make it worse?
Yeah.
This is why people have great cynicism for politicians, because they say one thing and do another. And that's, from my perspective, as someone who genuinely has an interest in making sure that every person in the state gets a say and has the ability to access their member of parliament, have their voice heard. And it's not a regional city divide issue for me. That exists. That city-country divide actually does exist. What this will do is exacerbate it further, because the new model will mean that a vast majority of MPs in the Legislative Council, we already have it in the Legislative Assembly, will represent and be based in the metropolitan area. There's no getting around it. That's what's happened in other states. And so we will see a reduction of people that know what it means to live and work and invest, educate their kids, try and access health services in regional communities. So this mathematical notion of equality, I don't think passes the is it fair and is it making sure we have a state that reflects all of those voices in the parliament that makes those decisions that impact so many people's lives. I get put to me all the time that this is about the end of the National Party or the end of Conservative parties. This is the argument that got run when we debated the last time Labor brought forward their plan to reduce regional people's voice in the parliament. So this happened prior to 2008, and everyone said that this would be the end of the National Party. It is not about individual political parties' fortunes from my perspective. It's about making sure we've got a system that reflects the great diversity and the importance of all voices. And what I can see is that the voice of regional communities will be vastly diminished in a future parliament as a result of what Labor is doing. And every Labor MP that's going to vote for this, particularly the regional ones, needs to go to their electorate and explain why they're supporting it.
And so what happens now though, Mia? Like, the McGowan government has a super majority, upper and lower house. They can pretty much do whatever they want. Do you and everybody in regional WA just have to suck it up at this point?
Well, we don't have any ability to stop the legislation. It really will only be people power if everybody's concerned about particular issues between now and the next election. What the government's proven is that they can pretty much do whatever they want, and the Premier confirmed yesterday whether they have a mandate for it or not, whether they've taken it to the election or not, they will do it. And that's what we've seen in relation to the forestry, the native forestry decision. Now, I understand that lots of people think it's a good idea to end native forestry, but I can assure you that it is absolutely an issue that would have changed outcomes in electorates that are now represented by Labor MPs had those candidates gone to the Manjimups, the Nanups, the Bridgetowns, the Albanys and said, we're thinking of ending an industry that your community and your family and your business are reliant on, and we're going to do it without consultation. How do you think about that? So they are prepared to use their majority. I think when you have such a majority, you should use it with great restraint. That is not what this government has done in its first 8 months of parliament and government as we've been returned.
Yeah, certainly a couple of big policy decisions in the last week or so that weren't taken to the electorate before the state election. Opposition leader and the leader of the WA National Party, Mia Davies, thanks as always for joining me on West Live. It's always great to speak to you.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.